Eva Moses Kaur was an Indiana resident and a survivor of the Holocaust. She died yesterday at age 85. Eva and her twin sister survived the Auschwitz concentration camp when they were children. Their family was killed. The twins were subjected to germ experiments by Nazi Dr. Joseph Mengele. When Eva was an adult, she forgave the Nazis. In a film called Eva A7063, referring to her tattoo number, she said she'd asked herself a question about forgiving her torturer.
Do I deserve to live free of what Mengele did to me? And I declare with every ounce of my being that I do.
Joining us now from Indianapolis is Ted Green, who directed that film. Could you tell us a little bit more about this woman who you ended up knowing pretty well, Eva Moses Kaur, and what her story was?
It's sort of a hard story to sum up. 85, I would say, pretty tumultuous years. But essentially, she and her family, the only Jews in their small town of Romania, were taken to Auschwitz when Eva and her twin sister, Miriam, were 10. Eva and Miriam became Mengele twins, twins who were experimented on by Dr. Joseph Mengele in the Nazis' quest to create a perfect master race.
And pretty amazingly, they survived the kind of torture that they had to undergo, including his experiments on them with infecting them with germs to see what the result would be.
Oh, yes. They were experimented on 6 days a week, and 3 of those days they spent in what Eva calls the blood lab, where they would have multiple injections, mysterious injections, germs, infections, whatever else. You know, it's one thing to read about that, but when you're over there with her, as I was in that room, it's really, really very difficult, and it gives you a real appreciation of the fact that they were able to survive.
That's part of the amazing thing, too, that she went back to Auschwitz after she and her sister survived. This was part of her eventually being able to forgive Dr. Mengele and forgive Nazis altogether, which is a pretty controversial move, and she didn't arrive at it right away. She, at first, harbored, understandably, an enormous amount of anger.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. Eva's story before had really only been told in two parts, what I call part one and part three. Part one is her time at Auschwitz, and part three is her forgiveness, which she announced on the 50th anniversary of liberation in 1995. Well, there's a full half century in the middle there, and that half century is what really Eva opened up about for the first time in the documentary, and it was about anger, and it was about pain and isolation. And those years really, I think, paved the way for the forgiveness that would follow.
Well, what did she tell you about how she came about this act of forgiveness?
Well, I don't want to call it the shallow way, but the immediate way is a Nazi doctor helped her with something, and she wanted to find a way to thank him. And she came up with the idea of a letter of forgiveness. And she wrote that letter, and she showed it to a college professor to check her spelling, of all things. And the professor challenged her and said, you know, why are you forgiving him? He had nothing to do with your pain and with your anger. Why don't you consider forgiving Dr. Mengele and the other Nazis? And Eva thought that was just a horrible idea at first. But then she really thought about it and thought about it, and she finally came to do it. And once she came to that decision, all that anger was just shed. And it was an extremely controversial decision, especially when she announced it publicly at the camp, as she did, and it made her quite a pariah.
So let's hear something from the film right now. She went back to Auschwitz, this is 1995, arm in arm with a former Nazi, Dr. Hans Munk, who witnessed the gassing at Auschwitz. It was there that she said this.
I, Eva Moses Kaur, a twin who survived as a child Joseph Mengele's experiment at Auschwitz 50 years ago, hereby give amnesty to all Nazis who participated directly or indirectly in the murder of my family and millions of others. I, Eva Moses Kaur, in my name only, give this amnesty because it's time to go on. It's time to forgive, but not forget. It's time to heal our souls.
She was on a trip with school children yesterday for the organization she founded to foster understanding and died just miles away from Auschwitz very peacefully.
You know, I think it's as hard as it was yesterday for so many of us around the world. You know, I think it was kind of poetic. I mean, she died doing what she loves most. She and her Candles Museum in Terre Haute, Indiana, they lead tours to the camp every year. And almost the ironic thing about Eva is now when she goes back to that camp, that's where she feels most alive. And so, you know, I think if there was a place for this amazing life force to end, it's so fitting that it ended there at Auschwitz, where she was there not to suffer, but to inspire.
Ted Green is the director of the documentary film called Eva A7063 about Eva Kaur, who lived in Indiana. She was a Holocaust survivor who died yesterday, not far from Auschwitz, at the age of 85. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.